Coronavirus update. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. The latest numbers from Johns Hopkins University show many Americans still coming down with COVID-19. Daily deaths have dropped below 300, but the seven-day moving average for cases remains close to 100,000. This week, the Biden administration had some welcome news for many parents with children under five on COVID-19 vaccinations. Norman Hall has the story.
White House COVID-19 coordinator Ashish Jha says the last remaining ineligible age group to get shots will receive them only after the Food and Drug Administration's outside panel of advisors meets on June 14th and 15th to evaluate the Pfizer and Moderna shots for younger kids. Jha says he's aware of the frustrations of the parents of young children.
At the end of the day, we all want to move fast, but we want to get it right. And that has got to be priority number one, and that's what I think the FDA has been focused on.
It's hoped shots will be widely dispensed ahead of the next school year. Norman Hall, Washington.
Meantime, the pandemic has inspired a new crop of nurses. Arit Donahue has that.
Danny Burgos used to have a different New York dream before graduating from the Columbia University School of Nursing.
Try not to roll your eyes when I repeat that, yes, I used to be a Broadway actor.
After the show in Pittsburgh he was in was shut down by the pandemic, Burgos saw a photo of a nurse taking off their N95 mask with the imprint of the mask on their face.
And that struck me. I was like, this is someone who is now actually putting their physical body in front of something for someone.
Judy Wolf at the Columbia School of Nursing says there's a lot of Danny Burgoses out there. In the middle of the pandemic, Columbia had its biggest nursing application class ever.
What these students symbolize or represent for us is hope.
Burgos says if he's not going to make his Broadway dream come true,
I'm going to make another one come true here.
I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.